Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is Q and gay. Oh, fuck. I didn't even look what number it is. I'm going to say like 23. I think we're at 230, which is fucked up. Let's address the elephant in the room first. If anybody is watching on video, anybody out there,
whether it's on Patreon, because if you're a patron, then you get all the episodes on video every week. Or if it's clipped because you follow us on social media at I Can Explain Podcasts on TikTok or Instagram, then you're seeing our new
and improved setup. First of all, you can see that Bree doesn't take out her recycling behind me. There is a large cardboard box. And then if you listen to the two episodes before this, you would have heard that the alien noises, we're back. We were contacted by people from, we can't say where legally.
No.
But the aliens were back. So we got new microphones that you clip to your shirt, but then the sound sounded too far away. So we didn't have handles. So then we used spatulas. And then the sound of our mouths was too loud. So we took the tops off our old mics and put them on top of our spatulas. So if that's not something that seduces you to pay money to watch us on video, I don't know what would be.
I mean, I am going to have a tough time even recording today because looking at this is something else.
I feel like it's the meme right now of like, wait, let him cook. That's what we're doing. Wait, let them cook.
Put it this way. After we're done recording this, I am taking a selfie of this setup and I will be posting it on the I Can Explain Podcast Instagram page because this is just, it's been a saga for our podcast that we are tech disasters.
Yeah.
And I think this has finally...
This is our final form. This is the boss. Yeah. We've been in the closet. Tech. We've been out of the closet. We've had alien noises. Mm-hmm. We've lost episodes. We've lost our minds.
Our mics have fucked us over.
Yeah, we've been out of the closet onto a sofa. Now we're in a room with recycling. We're in a depot. It's just like, this is so fitting, but I do feel like this is our final form.
So you're hoping that we keep this?
I think we have to.
This is us now.
This is real. This is me. This is exactly who I'm supposed to be.
In a weird way, it does feel right.
I know.
It does. There's something. I can't wait for y'all to fucking see this. It's wild. Just so funny.
I told you I had something to talk about on the podcast.
I can't fucking wait, honestly.
It's not fun, but I almost guarantee that it's happening. I think that someone is using my nudes on Grindr.
What?
Yeah.
No.
So
you're right. That's not fun at all.
It's not fun. There's so many layers to this. But like, you send nudes out to people, just like random people. Yeah. And like, you assume that they're real people. I don't know who the fake person is my thing.
Oh,
so
my God.
I don't even know if they are a fake person. They could be a real person then just using my nudes. But I got a message literally from somebody that came in on my phone that said, this is the only thing that I think is giving it away. That said, reported, I hope you get banned. And then their message just disappeared. So they probably like blocked or reported me. And I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't conduct myself in like a gross way to like randoms. So then I started thinking about it and I was like, that's so weird. And then something else happened, but I was like, I feel like somebody is like using my profile to like message other people or something, which like doesn't really bother me in the way that like my nudes are out there. Cause like that genuinely, like
it's not,
I'm not, okay. I have a fat ass and a great dick. So like that part doesn't scare me.
Okay.
But I do think it is like really gross and such an invasion of privacy if like somebody's messaging, pretending to be me. Cause then I'm also like, what happens if I go somewhere and like
show someone your dick? And they're like, wait a second, that's the dick that treated me terribly on Grindr.
Or like I go somewhere and somebody like start something with me like in person because like they think that I did something online that I didn't do.
Right.
You know? Because I'm like, it's the gaze. What if I'm like out somewhere and somebody thinks they talk to me?
Wait, is your face in these photos, do you think?
No, but I have tattoos. So it's like pretty obvious. So like my face photos, like my photo that I use on Grindr is like my face, but I have tattoos. So like, anyways.
So wait, no, I need to talk about this more. This isn't anyways to me. This is an important thing that we got to get to the bottom of.
Yeah.
So, okay. You're telling me that someone messaged you on Grindr, your real profile.
Yes.
Basically saying like, fuck you, dude.
Yes.
And you were like, what? This is so out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So you think that they saw your profile and thought they were a previous profile that they spoke to.
Yes.
Have you seen a profile using your nudes?
No, but some people have like faceless profiles and then will like send photos after. They'll be like, wait for a pic. Right. So I'm like, did somebody that I sent nudes to like take them,
screenshot them,
and now like is using them because they don't want to show their face? Yeah, but
you
I also can't do anything about
what
it
are you
because
do?
I'm like, I don't know who this faceless profile is. Mm-hmm. And also like, I literally can't do anything about
this. This is probably a good time for the children listening to first of all say stop, because if you're listening to us, God help you.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you're probably going to listen anyways, because that's what I would have done when I was younger. This is a good reminder to say, Sean doesn't care. Again, he's apparently just trying to get his good looking dick out wherever he can. But if you are the type of person that would care in any way if your nudes surfaced, I promise you that if you put nudes anywhere, including to another person's phone,
for sure,
the likelihood that they may turn up someday somewhere you do not like is high.
Yeah.
Like, do not send photos of yourself if you're not absolutely okay with them showing up everywhere on the internet.
1,000%. And I'm not okay with them showing up in other people's inboxes as me.
No, I'm not. That was not to rag on you. I'm just saying. I think people really these days, especially in the queer community, kind of forget how easy that is.
But I also think like this can happen to like somebody with like a disgruntled ex. Like if you've ever sent nudes to anybody that you've dated, and then they don't delete them, and then they like go on Grindr or whatever lesbians use, like Beaner or something. Flickr. So anyways,
you know what? It's actually crazy that you say that, because it's so sad the world we live in that is like a fear. But one of the like first things I said to my ex after we broke up, I messaged them and I was like, hey, I just want to make sure we're absolutely clear here that you're deleting anything you have of me. And I'll do the same for you. And they're like, oh, yeah, of course. And this person, even though they were not great in a relationship, I genuinely believed that at least.
Yes.
And a lot of people, they don't get that from their exes.
No.
Like, shit will turn up. Like, it's crazy out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you really got to be careful who you send what to. Because even someone at the time feels like your most trusted person.
For sure.
They may not be down the line. But that's fucking crazy. Especially the tattoo thing.
Yeah.
Because I forgot about your tattoos.
Yeah, I'm like pretty easily findable. Yeah. Even if my face, it's basically my face is in it.
Basically,
like,
yeah.
Like 1,000%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is fascinating to me. I also think it's so wild that you are probably the last gay to join Grindr.
Yeah.
Like existing
in
the world.
And I'm getting targeted.
Like just your luck.
Yeah.
It's just when you have that great of a dick, it's...
You got a fat ass. People are going to want to use it. My thing is like, I'm hoping that I'm like decently known enough.
Your dick's decently known enough. Yeah.
Yeah. But also on like Grindr, my actual account.
Its reputation precedes itself.
No, but like, I feel like some people know who I am in the community. That sounds like narcissistic, but I mean like just like generally, like in a friendly
way.
That
you're not like a crazy person.
And also like that somebody, they could send it to somebody and they would be like, I know that this is not you. And also like my actual Grindr has like my Instagram attached to it.
Right.
So I'm like, if you see that, you can tell that it's actually me. But anyways, if you're out there and you're pretending to be me, stop that.
That's wild.
Yeah. But I also see it happen all the time with like gays that have OnlyFans and stuff.
Right.
They'll like post on Twitter and be like, guys, just so you know, like this isn't me. So I think it clearly happens all the time.
You know what? Like I would just, you're being a good sport about it. I would, that would be such an invasion of privacy for me.
It,
like,
it
I guess
is,
what
but also
can
like,
you do?
What can I do?
Yeah, what
I can't track down, because every faceless profile could be the one doing it. I can't
There's no
track
way to
them
find
down.
It. And no. They're not going to send them to you.
No, 1,000%.
They
yeah.
matched with you or
I'm
whatever.
Like, the only thing that could happen is like they send them to somebody I know. And then I'm like, now we're on to something.
Now we're going to crack the case.
Now we're going to crack the case.
Oh my God, we have a new case to crack.
We do. This, it could be freedom. Honestly, I will say they've wow. been lying. They've been lying in wait, but they could be here. Wow. They could be in Vancouver.
I need all the gays to put your Doc Martens to the ground. Get on Grindr.
Yeah.
And start getting people to send you pictures of their dick. And if you spot any of Sean's tattoos,
truly,
report back.
If you are a gay in Vancouver, I need you to respond to every faceless profile and see if they send
every
photos.
Every single one.
Yeah.
And just ask for dick pics immediately.
1,000%.
Totally.
And if there's no Instagram attached to it, it's not me, girl. It's not me.
Damn.
Anyways, that's my story.
The reason I keep checking my phone is because we ordered food.
We did
very
order
excited
food.
About it.
Yes.
I got halloumi fries.
Yeah, she
and
did.
And cauliflower. What did you get?
I got a cauliflower platter, and then I got baklava.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. I'm gonna eat some of that. But yeah, we're doing Q&As.
We are.
I have a cue from the start that for you.
Okay.
It's not actually that interesting. But it came up recently with other friends, and I was curious where you stood on it.
Okay.
Could you date someone who you, how do I say this?
Hate, been there.
I love this new trend for you that you're like, potentially if any of my exes ever listen to my podcast, I'll make sure that whatever episode they listen to, they hear it here first.
You got to get it across the board.
You do. So we should start instead of like, hi, it's Sean. Hi, it's Bree. Hi, hate my ex. I never liked any of them. Hi, it's
Sean.
Bree.
Absolutely.
You gotta let
the thing
know.
Is, I did like maybe like, I liked one for sure. I think I liked like two or three in all sincerity. Yeah. If you're listening, which one is you?
Who knows?
DM me.
Oh, yeah. Do you guess? Could you date someone who snores like loudly?
If they didn't sleep in the same bed as me, or if they had like one of those Darth Vader machines.
Okay. So I love that you brought that up.
Yes.
Because I was talking to two of our friends recently.
Okay.
One of which snores. Actually, let's backtrack this a bit. We are going away for one of our friend's birthdays.
Yes.
Okay. And I was talking to this friend about hotel rooms. Who's
right.
saying we need multiple hotel rooms. Like, how do they want to split it up? Do they just want to be with their partner? Are they down to share? Like, whatever. And I was like, you know, me and Julia could split with you. And they were like, well, I was thinking it should be me, my girlfriend, and this other person, because me and this other person snore. So that can be like the snore room.
Yeah.
And I was like,
do people that snore not get annoyed at other snorers, though? Because you're not snoring at, like, the immediate same time.
Well, they don't deserve to.
They don't deserve rights.
They don't.
No.
This is what I'm saying. The second this person said this, I was like, okay, whoa, no further explanation needed. I will not even be staying in the same hotel as you.
No, or the same floor.
Like, it's not happening. So I was, like, immediately, like, okay. And then I, you know, poked a bit. I said, wait a second, you don't snore, to their girlfriend. And they're like, no, I don't snore. I said, how the fuck do you deal with this if it's that big of a thing? I'm like, how much do you snore? And they're like, loudly every night. And I was like, oh my God, I could not deal with that. Because I'm like not a deep sleeper. So if someone's snoring or if there's like a consistent noise happening, it's really hard for my brain to shut off.
Right.
I was like, Jesus, fuck, how do you deal with that? And I said to this person, I said, why don't you get one of those fucking machines?
Yeah.
And they said,
CPAP.
I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to sleep with that. And I said, what? I said, your poor partner has to put earplugs in night. So their partner puts earplugs every night. They won't even get
your
fucking thing.
Your partner has
thing.
To put AirPods in and listen to Dua Lipa for 12
night.
Hours every night.
So then I was like, you should get that. And my girlfriend, Julia, goes, Well, have you ever even tried, like, you know, those like breathe right strips or anything?
Have you ever tried shutting the fuck up?
And they go, no. Oh, our food's here. Hold on. Pause. Pause for food. Thank you. Okay. They go, no. They've never tried anything
at all. See, this is what we were talking about, that people don't understand that some things in the world you need to make yourself uncomfortable about. Like, it's not all about you.
Also, that's your problem to deal with. Here's so I told them, I was like, you should be dealing with that. Get this. This is the gag of all gags. They go, I know, I got to be honest here. If my partner snored, I couldn't stay. I couldn't.
Were there two of them together?
Yeah.
Was there no throat punch going down?
I couldn't stay with someone who snored. Me and Julia, we said, shut the fuck up. So let me get this straight. Your poor partner is dealing with your ass that's not doing anything about the snoring. And you are telling them straight to their face that if the roles were reversed, you'd leave their ass.
Some people should break up, though. I mean this so seriously. Like, what do you mean? How are you letting these words leave your mouth? And you're not like, I am the biggest hunk of flaming turd that I've ever experienced. Like, what do you mean?
Put it this way. I, at the very least,
yes,
would have fought Julia at the table.
I still...
Like, I'm holding it right to my fucking mouth.
Lies.
Sean, the spatula the spatula is on... It's down my throat. I'm deep throating this spatula right now.
See it on Patreon.
I would at the very least fight.
1,000%.
Because I was like, this is way too chill for me. I love Julia. If she started snoring, I'd be like, babe, you're getting the mask. Like, it's your problem to deal with. I'm not putting...
You're either getting the mask or you're getting the pillow. And night. One is much more permanent than the other.
And make sure the will is correct before that.
Exactly.
Anyway, so I was just curious about that. Because I think that there's certain things that... for me are deal breakers that aren't reasonable. And yes, that's one of them. Like, I would argue that's a non-reasonable deal breaker. Like, I genuinely think, like, if you were dating someone for like 3 months and they finally like stayed over your place and they snored and you broke up with them, I think you're an asshole. But I think I'm one of those assholes. Like, I think I'd cut it right there.
I don't even think they're an asshole. Well, if they had no intent to change or try anything, I don't think they're an asshole.
I'd be like, here's the mask.
My thing is also like, you're fucking asleep. Who cares if you're strapped up?
I know.
Like, literally, you are asleep.
That's my thing. Also, I think you get a better sleep.
I would love for a machine to suck the air out of my face for me. Like, are you kidding? That sounds great.
I know. So to anyone listening out there that snores or, you know, whatever your issue is, everyone knows their issues.
Yeah.
Okay. It's your Mine's responsibility. Really mean. You're a mean person. Mean. Well, it doesn't help when you're like, all your poor exes are they're still getting fucking bullied every week.
Okay.
Okay.
They
need to find someone with like a kink for being degraded.
I know. Actually think I need to find that just like career wise.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we've talked about that before. You should really do that. We're actually going to talk about kinks in a couple episodes, so stay tuned for that. Let's get to the cues, shall we?
Let's fucking A the shit out of these cues.
Yeah, it's about halfway through the episode, so I think it's time we get to the theme.
We could wait. I mean, in all honesty.
Seems like we're jumping to it a little too early.
Yeah, absolutely. Week.
Okay. First up. Do queer people live in the suburbs?
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
They do.
They're our strongest soldiers, I would say.
They are.
You
know what I love? I love when queer people live in the suburbs and they become the main characters of the suburbs.
True.
Like, I love that fantasy for myself. Like, me and Julia being, like, the only lesbian moms at the school.
Yeah.
And equality's gone a little too far that fantasy may be being ripped away from
us. We've taken that away from
people. Like, the fact that there's a high chance that there will be other lesbian moms at my kid's school and I don't get to be the only one. I don't get to, like, fight against, you know, and really, like... have like all the light shined on me at the PA meetings. It makes me a little upset.
The fact that now, I mean, there's positives and negatives to this, but now you can be like the gay kid
yes.
working at like a strip mall Starbucks and you're just one of the gay kids that's doing wrong. It instead that's of wrong. That's the gay that mm-hmm. works at Starbucks.
Yeah. I think that there should be a rule where only one gay can be hired at each entry level job. Like if you're like a cashier at a Save-On or 100%. Like any grocery store, or if you are, you know, bagging groceries, if you're working as a barista, there can only be one.
I think we should do it like land separation, like you there's only one gay per, you know, square kilometer,
kind of like franchising. They have rules, like if you want to open a Tim Hortons, you can't open another Tim Hortons within a certain kilometer reach as a current Tim Hortons because it's like impeding on their franchise rights. So it's kind of like that. You should have to survey the land before impeding on the main character gay energy.
1,000%, because I want all the stories to be about me.
Yeah, I think we need to work harder as a queer community to empower each other to stay away from each other.
Yeah.
I hope that answered your question.
Yeah.
Okay. Cue for the pod. Is it normal to sing songs with your pets' names? My girlfriend and I do this constantly with our dog, Benjamin, and was shocked to find out that maybe other people don't do this. I'm trying to understand the question. Like, do they replace the lyrics with their song's names, or do they develop songs about their dog?
You know what I'm trying to understand?
What?
Why they think I fucking care.
Stop it. Stop. 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 I'm actually crying.
You know, I love that the chair is just squeaking this whole time. I actually do care. That was just a joke. But this is a question. If my mom was writing a question into a podcast, this would be the question. Because we said Q&A are questions about the pod. And then, you asked is advice. Yeah. And somehow you found somewhere that's neither of those things.
They're like, let me tell a story about my dog, but I'll make it seem
you
like
you asked two queer people without pets. Do I think it's normal? Yeah. Every person with a pet does this, I feel.
I don't replace song lyrics with my pet's name.
Oh, Benji, you're so fine. No. I feel like it's that kind of situation.
That gives me the ick.
My mom talks to them like they're not only people, but they're like actively participating in a conversation.
That I think is normal.
Right.
As soon as it gets musical, it's throwing me off a little
bit. Maybe these animals are queer though, because I feel like that would make a lot more sense.
That would make a difference for sure. Somehow, to me, it is normal if they are creating original hits for Benji.
Right.
If they are replacing lyrics with Benji's name, it's stressing me out.
Yeah, if you are ghostwriting for Benji's pop career, I think that's great.
That's
but great also enough. if you're plagiarizing
in Benji's name, it's getting a little stressful.
The state that we're in with AI, and you're gonna just be stealing other artists' hard work for Benji.
It's pretty fucked up.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
And
Benji's going to be the one taking the brunt of this.
1,000%, because he's the face at the end of the day.
Thank you so
Hope
much
that
for
answers your
question. Q&A has just turned into us bullying our listeners.
It turned into.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Oh, someone asked my least favorite question. Since we're on the root of bullying, I hate when people ask this. I hate when people say, what's your favorite song at the moment?
Oh. But mine's, I mean, fuck you. I was thinking about it.
Mine's the one from Saltburn.
Murder on the dance floor.
Oh. Yay. It's a murder on the dance floor. We
got there.
You better nail the rule.
My favorite song right now, I was actually talking to Brie about this earlier. Is, well, we were talking about the album, but I'm obsessed with Snow Angel by Renee Rapp, the song and the album, just because I find the lyric, I'll make it through the winter if it kills me, to be very relatable, mostly because I have depression. So.
There you have it. It's a great song.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we love Renee.
We do.
Okay. This is probably a question for you. What are your opinions on painting your home bold but cozy colors? What are your home paint preferences? I feel like this is an interior design question if I've ever heard one.
I mean, this is the thing. I can give you advice on what this means to me.
Yeah.
However, I think homes should be individual and all about you. Do I think bright colors are cozy? No.
Okay.
I think cozy for me is like jewel tones, like darker. That's what I find cozy. But, you know, you can define cozy as like lime green if you want.
Oh, God.
I find.
Do you remember the time when everyone was painting their rooms like lime green?
No, not lime green. It was turquoise. That exact shade.
Lime green, too. I had some. Oh, yeah. Green.
They were similar, though.
They
but
were
those,
similar.
Do you remember? The lime green, turquoise, and brown color combo that was going. And everybody had that bedspread that had the monkeys? Circles.
Oh.
Monkeys.
You know those monkey shirts that everyone had? Everyone had the
Paul
monkey
Frank.
Shirt. Paul Frank. And it had, it was very brown and pink and turquoise and lime green.
Paul Frank was a domestic terrorist. I hope that Paul Frank is locked up somewhere underneath the Pentagon right now.
Wow. Well, that's, you know what? I'm so happy we answered that because actually our next question is, what do we think about Paul Frank? So it's two birds with one stone there.
I don't know. If you find bright colors to be cozy, okay, I'll rephrase this question. I'll rephrase my answer.
Okay.
I think your home should be cozy and calm and serene.
Yeah.
That's what I think, like, for me, design-wise, that's what I like. I like to feel like my house is a sanctuary and calming and a retreat from the craziness of the world.
Yeah.
For me, that is not bright colors. For you, if you're like, you know what really calms me down, some bright walls, I would say paint whatever makes you feel cozy. Would I ever do that in my home? No.
I think I just had a stroke, so I can't. I just looked in there. I was like, someone got caught in my eye, and then I left, and I was like, is one of my eyes, like, not opening? Like, it's stressing. Like, and you were just screaming about colors, and I was like, okay, anyways.
But homes are about personal preference, so do what makes you comfortable and cozy.
Do what makes you comfortable and cozy, but be prepared for people to make fun of you.
Do whatever makes you feel comfortable and cozy, but know that everybody's going to hate it.
Your first,
hope, like, hope that answers your question.
Okay, this one, you're gonna lose it when you hear this question.
Okay.
No, because this is, Sean, this is a big deal.
Okay.
Do you remember a certain saga? Put it this way. If you are a, guess, I want you to guess.
Is it Vanner House?
It's Vanner House. It's fucking Vanner House.
Okay, that's my, honestly, I will say out of our sagas, we've had Freedom, we've had, you know, you're going to lose your job if you don't
we've
comment.
Had my Diva Cup.
We've passed from.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of different sagas. I think Vanner House has been one of my favorites.
Okay. And for the listeners who are here, that this is your first episode, you're not going to understand how exciting it is that we have an update on Vanner House.
Wait, it's not a question?
Well, it's a question. Within the question, there's an update.
Okay.
It's very exciting.
Okay.
This is from the Vanner House.
Well, Van. We know.
We know it's Van. Yeah. But, okay. If I visit Vancouver in my van, would y'all want to hang out? Would love to personally thank y'all for saving my life and telling me to get divorced and buy my van.
Okay, well, don't put all that on us. We didn't tell you to get divorced. We just heavily, highly suggested it.
Them being like...
Sometimes when the consequences of our actions are put right in front of me...
No, it was a little startling. I read it earlier because I was clicking through to see if we were getting questions. Yes. And I was like, oh, we say things and then sometimes people listen.
Yeah.
And in this case...
They are happy.
They are happy.
But some people, I'm sure, have taken our actions to heart. And aren't happy. I would say probably most of them.
Which is why we give the disclaimer that it's not good advice. No. It's just advice. So if you take it, we're not making any promises.
I think we should truly have like a van special, like live on location. Live. Also Vancouver, like this is where you have to go.
You absolutely have to go.
Yeah, it's not House Coover.
I want to make something clear. When I started reading this question, it said, hey, if I come to Vancouver, do you want to hang out? Before I read the rest of it, I was like, absolutely not.
Right.
Because I get those questions all the time on social media. And for people that aren't the on lies, social media,
the slander.
All the time. All the time. Do you know how, like, this is the thing that I think some people don't understand that listen to my podcast or my YouTube or whatever the fuck. You know what I put up my vagina. Like, you know so much about me. If I go and meet you for a beer, we are not on even ground here.
You have to come with, like, a list of the last five things that went in your vagina.
Like, sure.
And that's bare minimum.
Bare minimum. Like, yeah. You need to send me a list of all your exes' Instagrams so I can stalk them.
I need to see your butthole.
I need to know your kinks. Like, you need to send me, like, literally a book.
An Excel spreadsheet.
An Excel spreadsheet of, like, everything you've ever stuck in your ass.
Yeah.
And, like, whether or not you cut your sandwich crust off.
Your political leanings.
There's so much to get through in such little time. Are you Vanner House? Like, there's so many questions that I have answered for the people. So when I see a question like that, I'm like, you know what? It's like, it's just a no for me. Because to me, you're a stranger. I consider people that I know because I know what's up their holes at all times. Exactly. That's how I decide whether I'm going to go for a beer with you. Like, yeah, I would love to meet up because I know what you put in your butt.
Exactly.
That's where we have to be. But
that's
then,
just the general understanding of sanity, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then I read further and I am prepared if this person tells me what they put up their butt on a regular basis, because that's the bare minimum.
Yeah.
I am prepared to go and witness this van and get some on-site information of a choice that was made of van over house.
I think we need live on air.
I think we do.
I also think that the listeners need to see Van.
This is also a huge milestone for our podcast. We got someone divorced.
We did. You know what? I think we've gotten, in all fairness, multiple people divorced.
Yeah.
But this is the first one that's been told to us. I think most of them will be like somebody's partner found out that they listened to this. Mm-hmm. And then,
of course,
a divorce followed.
Yes.
But this was one of the intentional ones.
This is just so tangible.
It is.
Like, the van is a physical representation of said divorce.
Yes.
And us potentially recklessly ruining someone's life.
Yes.
It's nice to hear that it worked out for them. But
absolutely.
It could have gone the other way.
1,000%.
They could have just sent me a lawsuit.
I am driving Van to Vancouver because you told me that I was Van and I should get divorced, but I actually was House.
Watch out for your job and your family.
Yeah. And now I'm sending nudes of Sean to out and about.
This is freedom.
This is
freedom's actually Van.
Well, because vans are free, not like monetarily, like
free roaming. It's a free dome. A van is a dome that goes over someone that's free roaming. Block them immediately.
Actually, no. They're sending my nudes. We need to find them.
Okay, put the nudes away. Like, they're out for a vengeance.
I'm scared.
I'm so scared.
So, okay. Yeah, we'll meet you.
So, we will be meeting you.
Yeah.
We will not be meeting you.
We will not have bugs and another van slightly down the street listening to everything we say.
For a getaway. Getaway car.
I was picturing like an FBI sting operation.
We just drive by and egg their van.
We're like, yeah, drop away. The pin.
Put his nose away. They're like, guys, I knew they were psychotic, but this takes the cake.
If you can see the spatulas, it makes it even worse.
The cheese has slipped off the cracker in 2024, especially, I'd say.
What does that mean?
You have never heard the cheese has slipped off the cracker?
Do not say that. Like, that's a common phrase. I don't eat cheese. You piece of shit.
No, you saying it like I said a slur or something. How dare you bring cheese into this?
That is ableist. I don't eat cheese. What? That's not a saying.
It is. The cheese has slipped off the cracker.
Like as in you're going to eat a cracker that you think has cheese on it, but you just get cracker?
No. It's like a whole mind would be a cracker with cheese on it. But then when you're losing your mind, the cheese begins slipping off the cracker. And when you've lost it, the cheese is gone off the cracker.
That saying doesn't mean anything.
This is a saying. The cheese has slipped off the cracker. Gabers, you know this phrase. Come into the DMs at I Can Explain Podcast and let Sean know, because it's the only way that I can get through to him.
But my thing is like, okay, so if you had a cheese and a cracker and the cheese slipped off the cracker, you still have like the most stable, supportive part of the snack.
Well,
you lost the fun, like tasty part of it, but like you're still okay, you know?
I would argue that would be like saying you still have your skull, your brain just got removed. The cheese is so similar. And the cracker, the stable part that you're talking about, is the skull.
This is literally Big Dairy right now. Big Dairy has their hands around your throat.
So if I were to suck your brain out of your skull, would you say you still had the most stable part? Or would you say the cheese has slipped off the cracker? Exactly. Case closed.
Wow, dairy farmers are coming over this right now.
They are. They keep me going.
This is big, big dairy propaganda.
Okay. What is this person talking about? Oh, God. Sometimes I open some of these questions and I just think they're so long and I just think, oh, Jesus. You know?
Yeah.
I just think, oh.
Well, this has been really funny that I just realized.
What?
Just.
The fuck is that?
Just.
What's happening?
Do you feel it?
Is that a new tattoo? Yeah. Are you fucking crazy? Why'd you get it? Oh my God. Why? Ew.
Pull my sleeve up.
No.
What do you think it is? I'm First scared. Of all, what do you think it is?
Like a chicken or something? It's got a little chicken feet.
Okay.
Hold on. Did everything fucking just stop?
Okay. I don't think so. Pull my sleeve up.
Well, I can't because your big thick arms just aren't letting
put
me.
Put some fucking.
Okay. Well, now there's looks like there's some sort of a vagina. What the hell is this? It's a woman that's like got scales and chicken feet. What the fuck is going on?
They're feathers. It's a harpy. Anyways, we were just talking about tattoos and I was like, my arm's really itchy. And then I was like,
it's very beautiful.
It's not done.
But why? Like why this one?
Why this one?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I wanted something to match.
Also, what's a harpy?
Sleeve, please.
What's happening? Oh, gee, I'm the fucking sleeve puller. Didn't realize that I was your sleeve assistant.
So on this arm, I have a mermaid. So I wanted something to like match that was also like mythological.
Okay.
So I wanted a harpy.
That's pretty.
She's not done though. She's getting shaded.
I do like her a lot.
I was just laughing because I was like, we talked about tattoos, and then I just didn't even realize.
This I think was her face is absolutely stunning and kind of reminds me of me.
Oh, I did use you as the model.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As I look at it, I'm thinking, oh, you got a tattoo of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I actually got it that's also special. Because harpies were like these demons that were sent by the gods when people did something bad. They would send these like demon bird women to go like terrorize people and like kidnap them, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
And then they also in like mythology started out like really hot, very MILF core. Mm. And then the longer they were in mythology, they turned to these like hideous bird faced women that were just like screeching nightmares.
Okay.
And I just think it's like a really poignant view about women too. The longer they're around, the more hideous people think they are.
Well, I hope that answered your question.
Anyways.
I love it. I think it's beautiful.
Thanks.
And if that woman came and snatched my ass up, I'd be happy about it.
Exactly.
She looks lovely, actually. Now that I think it looks like me.
Right, yeah.
I do think she's quite beautiful.
Yeah.
You should do a tattoo tour.
A tattooer.
Tattoo tour.
Tattooer.
Are you having a stroke?
Tattooer.
A tattoo tour.
Tattooer.
What the fuck are you saying?
T-A-T-T-O-U-R.
Oh, you're good. Tattooer, like I'm a tattooer. I'm like, no, a tattoo tour. You're like, tattooer. I was like, what the fuck are you actually saying?
Tattooer.
Okay, don't. Don't. You should do.
I'm gonna piss my pants.
I already have. I mean, we're in this.
I'm sweating.
I need to. I. You know what? We need to go eat our food.
Yeah.
Let's. Should we do one more?
Yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Tattooer.
Tattooer.
Oh
my god.
Well, Sean's kind of already done this, but at the strip club. Would you rather wake up naked in a forest 5 miles from home or wake up to find yourself wearing only your underwear in a busy grocery store?
Forest.
Forest?
Yeah.
Yeah, only your underwear in a busy grocery store.
No, kind of because crazy. Why is it busy already? Like, how did I not wake up at opening hour? At least forest, I'm like in the elements, you know?
No, the more I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking grocery store because there's people to inquire with immediately.
How did I get here?
Yeah. Where is it? There's cameras.
What's on sale?
Do you have any of those rotisserie chickens that I could just gnaw?
I evidently didn't bring bags. Can I get one?
Oh, you charge 25 cents? Fuck you.
I don't have a wallet either. Okay, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, I like the fact that there's surveillance cameras. I like the fact that I can ask people immediately.
Yes.
Whereas if I woke up naked in the forest, I would immediately be like, I'm going to be scared either way, but I would be like, oh, I'm like in Saw or something.
Yeah.
And then I also am, if I'm naked and I'm in a forest, my feet are on sticks, which seems uncomfortable.
Right.
And I don't like that.
Okay.
Less chance of splinters at a grocery store.
It's so true.
Which I think is the most important.
Yeah, absolutely. Important. I do think a very important question about the latter option is what aisle?
Oh, that is important too.
You know?
Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? I love this question.
Oh.
100 duck-sized horses. So let me picture this. Ducks, so little tiny horses.
Little tiny horses.
Or one horse-sized duck. For me, this is easy. Like 100 duck-sized horses. Because even I think, call me delusional.
I think one duck-sized duck is scary.
Even one little duck scares the fuck out of me.
Ducks and geese and like swans and all those, they can fuck.
Let me clear this. I would rather fight a singular horse-sized horse than I would a singular duck-sized duck. And to me, that makes complete fucking sense. What's a horse gonna do to me?
Oh, I think horses are scary.
No, they're not. They've got like fucking flat teeth.
No, they got big teeth and they can kick.
Nah, they're good. They're good. One fucking swift punch to the nose, that guy's running the other way. A duck, on the other hand, those things are shifty. They're going to be all over the place. And ducks, I feel, are, put it this way, if a horse is running at me full speed, I get ready to fight. So I'm charged up. Whereas if a duck were to start running towards me,
yes,
my guard would be down. I'd be thinking, oh, it's just coming to say hello.
Yeah.
And then it would be too late. And it's the duck for sure too late. Would kill me on sight.
I think one horse-sized duck is so much worse. I would definitely do 100 duck-sized horses. But I also had a dream once that
let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You would prefer to fight a regular sized duck than a regular sized horse.
Oh yes, I would.
Okay.
Unrelatable for you.
Yeah.
I did one time have a dream, a very vivid dream, that it was literally just the exact same world that we lived in, but horses and bears flipped positions. So people, like, including like Mounties, were just like riding bears very casually. And people were like very scared of going into the forest at night because there were like horses that could like climb trees.
Wait, and they had different abilities too?
They had bear abilities. Like they would hibernate.
Oh, that's scary.
And so like imagine just walking in the forest and all you hear is like,
oh my God, Betty is coming out.
Exactly. Whoa, Black Betty. Bam, bam, bam. So I hope that answers your question.
All right. Well, fuck us.
There's also the other question. How many 12-year-old versions of yourself do you think?
Virgin? 12-year-old?
How many 12-year-old versions do you think you could dispatch? How many 12-year-old versions of yourself do you think that you could dispatch?
Oh, God. I was an evil little wicked thing.
See, I don't think that many of me.
I don't either.
I was really, like, I was still tall at 12, but I was very skinny, but I was very,
It's the no fear thing, too. Like, when you're 12, truly, you're scrappy.
Yeah.
Like, you just feel...
Mind you, I was, like, a loser at 12. Like, I had such good manners, and my mom would still give me, like, a side park home over.
That's true.
So I think I could take, like...
I'm more scared of 14-year-old May.
Yeah.
That 2 years.
I think 12, I could take, like, 20.
I don't know. I think it's almost 1-to-1. Depends if I've got a duck-sized duck on my side.
It's a fair fight. It's a fair
fight. Okay. Is Shauna Broadway gay?
No.
He's not. This person said, I imagine him to be. I know tap dancing could be a problem, but I have visions of Sean being a closeted Broadway bitch.
No, I feel like if you're a tap dancing gay, you're a Broadway bitch.
Yeah.
I think those two things are, they swim in the same lake.
I love Broadway. Okay.
I hope that answers your question.
That answers your question. We have other cues. We could always answer some at the top of the next one.
True.
Okay. Well, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. I hope you love our new tech setup. And as much as we do, this feels right.
This does.
We finally found our place with technology. Agreed. I think.
Yeah.
Wherever you're listening, we just cheers with our mic spatula. My favorite part about this is it doesn't look like a mic at all. Like, it looks like we're just pretending these are mics, but there is a mic.
Yeah, truly. Yeah.
Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. It is 5 stars, 5 stars only. If you haven't already, fucking do it right now. The podcast is about to end this week. Just go rate us 5 stars, follow and subscribe. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood. Fuck. Hope that answered your question. Yeah.